It's about getting the information out, presenting the information on what potentially could happen within the evidence-based funding model and within the governor's executive order. There is a potential that the Illinois State Board of Education could remove the accreditation for school from schools for non-compliance. And with that accreditation removal, schools then would not receive state or federal funds. And most schools throughout my district would not be able to survive without those state and federal funds. Most schools rely on those funds for operational costs and educational costs. So it really puts the school, the administrator, that board of education in a tough predicament when we hear from the parents and students that, hey, we want this to be optional, which is what we elect school boards to do, is to make those kind of decisions. And working with their health departments, I think they would be able to make some of the right decisions by setting different metrics. But with this, there's that potential of losing the accreditation. And with the accreditation, also the loss of abilities of student athletes within the Illinois High School Association events and the elementary school events, because you have to be an accredited school to participate. So there's several second, third order effects that fall into play when we talk about this mandate from the governor. And of course, once again, the governor is doing this all on his own. He's not using his legislative branch, co-equal branch of government moving forward.
And again, I know you have said before, it should be a local control issue. And in the end, it's up to local school districts to make their own decision. But when you speak about the possibility of losing accreditation, bottom line is that means you would potentially lose your state and federal funding sources, right?
Yes, that's what the accreditation, loss of that accreditation would mean, would hit the school's pocketbooks pretty hard. And, the governor's not done this before, but it's available to the Illinois State Board of Education. We've reached out to Dr. Ayala, who is the superintendent of the Illinois State Board of Education. We've asked her, will you go through with what is within the evidence-based funding model, the statutes within there, to remove the accreditation? And she has yet to respond, and we asked her that question last Thursday.